Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's continue with our example two that we're working. We just did the operating activities section of the cash flow statement. And if you'll just go to the next slide with me, there it is. That's what we just worked through in the previous module. We figured out net cash provided by operating activities to be $99,000. Let's look at the other two activities, and let's start with our investing activities. Let's go to the next slide, and I've done the investing activities section for us. I want you to remember our investing activities, what do they relate to? They relate to long-term assets and investments. So these things here involve long-term assets and investments. And just look at the cash flows I've listed. Cash paid to purchase equipment, an $80,000 outflow. That's why we have it in brackets. Well, that one was easy, right? Look at the balance sheets. The equipment account went from a $200,000 balance to a $280,000 balance. The only reason equipment would go up is we went out and we purchased more. So the cash we paid to buy equipment, an $80,000 outflow. The next one I've listed is the cash paid to purchase land, $22,000 outflow. That was also easy. The very bottom of the page in bold, it says, we spent $22,000 of cash to buy land. No problem there. But then look at that very last one. The cash received from the sale of land, $6,000. And we need to answer this question. Where did that come from? How did we calculate this cash received from selling land? Well, go to the next slide with me and let's work with our land T account. Enter in the beginning and ending balances to that T account. That's given to us. Now, what else do we know about the land? Well, in bold, at the bottom of the page, it flat out tells us. We went out and we bought more. We spent $22,000 to go out and purchase land. Enter that in. Now, the problem we've got is this. The beginning balance plus what was acquired does not equal the ending balance. 164 plus 22 does not equal 170. So that means we must have sold some land as well. We need something on the credit side of this T account, right? We need to figure out how much land we actually sold. The only way to balance that account is to recognize, hey, look, there had to have been a sale of the land. Well, we can set up our T account, or we can set up our algebra equation from the T account, solve for our X, and we can figure out that the cost of land that was sold was $16,000. Now, once you go to the next slide, and back on this slide, we can see what we just worked on a few minutes ago, and that question is still there. How did we calculate the cash received from the sale of land? Because just a second ago, we solved for X, and we said X was $16,000. Except look, I've got cash received from the sale of land of only $6,000. Well, we just figured it out, land costing $16,000 was sold. We also know from the income statement that we had a loss on the sale of $10,000. When you have a loss, that means you sold the asset for less than its cost. So we sold land costing $16,000 for a $10,000 loss. The amount of cash that we received must have been $6,000. If I had changed this problem on you just ever so slightly and said that we had a gain instead of a loss, how much cash would we have collected now? Well, in that case, we would have collected $26,000. Right? A gain means we sold it for more than cost. So we'd have gotten $10,000 more than the cost sold, or $26,000. But in this example, the land was sold at a loss. We only received $6,000 from the sale. That can be just a little bit tricky. you want to make sure that you're comfortable with that. If you're not, go back through the module again or ask in our optional classes or whatever, but you'll want to make sure that you are comfortable with that idea. We're now able to figure out the cash that was used by investing activities. Net cash used by investing activities, $96,000. Let's go to the next slide and let's look at our final category, financing activities. And once again, I've done it already for us. Let's go through the different pieces of this. First one says cash paid on a mortgage. Well, remember, where's this mortgage coming from? Remember that financing activities relate to long-term liabilities and equity. A mortgage is certainly an example of a long-term liability, and the mortgage payable account decreased by $20,000. Went from $160,000 at the beginning of the year to $140,000 at the end of the year. What must have happened is we must have paid some of that mortgage. So we have the cash outflow, that's financing, cash paid for the mortgage. We also have a cash inflow from selling stock. Our common stock account went from $150,000 to $200,000. A cash inflow, cash received from the sale of stock, $50,000. And then look at the third one that I've listed. Cash paid for dividends, $41,000. And answer this question. How did we calculate that? Because there are no dividend accounts to look at here. We don't see any dividends on the balance sheet. So how were we able to figure out the cash that we paid for dividends? Of course, it goes back to what? You should be able to answer this. It goes back to retained earnings. Go to the next slide, and there's our T account for retained earnings. Beginning and ending balance entered in. We should know by now retained earnings goes up by the amount of net income, and it goes down by the amount of dividends. Set up the algebra equation, solve for X, the amount of dividends paid, to be the $41,000. And that's where we got cash paid for dividends. Finally, let's go to the next slide, and there is the statement of cash flows, all in one big fell swoop, if you will. The operating activities, net cash provided, $99,000. The investing activities, net cash used, $96,000. The financing activities, net cash used, $11,000. The net change in cash, just add those three subtotals together, looks like we have a net change of an $8,000 decrease. And what should make us feel comfortable about that? How do we feel, oh, all right, I think we got it right. Go to your balance sheets. The account cash, the beginning balance, $38,000. The ending balance, $30,000. For an $8,000 decrease, described right here on this final slide.